Welcome back to another episode of the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast Series. This is Sandra Thomas-Commonall. In this episode, we will be talking about increasing human capital for business growth. So jumping in, what is human capital? In economics, the term capital refers to all of the assets a business needs to produce the goods and services it sells. In other words, capital is the wealth of an organization in the form of money or other assets owned by a person or organization, or available or contributed for a particular purpose, such as starting a company or investing. In this sense, capital includes infrastructure, such as equipment, land, and buildings, as well as monetary assets, such as cash, cash equivalents, and marketable securities, and human capital. Human capital is also known as intellectual capital. It refers to the aggregate stock of competencies, knowledge, social and personal attributes, which are embodied in the ability to create intrinsic and measurable economic value. To put it simply, human capital can be defined as the skills, knowledge, productive capabilities, and experience possessed by an individual, workforce, or a population, viewed in terms of their value or cost to an organization or country. Human capital theory views individuals and groups as economic units acting as their own economy. The theory is that as human capital expands and develops, the individuals in the group, as well as the group itself, become more efficient and more productive. Human capital is considered both on a macro and a micro level. Governments consider human capital as a part of the GDP equation, while companies see their employees as an investment. And finally, individuals should consider themselves and their own human capital. For example, consider a multinational tour company interested in developing a new tour product. The company might want to create a cross-functional team to weigh in and be part of the discussion and development of that product. The company would need to assess their human capital needs to decide which departments need to be represented, what geographic locations are affected by the new product, and the unique skill sets needed for the development of that product. In addition to the product development team members, the company may choose to include a destination specialist for the destination, someone in sales that has spoken directly with clients that are interested in that destination, someone in marketing, an analyst that would have insight into the competition, representatives from each of the major source markets, and employees that offer diverse perspectives. Once a company has assessed their needs for the cross-functional team, they can assemble their team. If the company finds that they do not have a particular skill set or representative on their current team, then they can either hire for that skill set or offer training opportunities for current employees to learn that skill set. For example, if the company does not have an employee that is a destination specialist for the required destination, they may choose to send an employee or multiple employees to that destination. Or they may choose to bring in the tourist board or in-country vendors to conduct the appropriate training. Alternatively, the company may choose to hire a destination specialist to fill that human capital need. Why is human capital important? People strategy can be more of a challenge than the actual business strategy, but it can also be the most fruitful. Ultimately, a company can develop an amazing business strategy that has the potential to bring in millions or even billions of dollars in sales. But if they don't have a good people strategy, their results won't be as great as they would like them. From an economic standpoint, we say that the human capital investments, both on the micro and the macro level, is the one that has the most positive impact on growth. Human capital investment includes training and development, benefits, team-building exercises, volunteering opportunities, etc. Building your team is the key part to any business strategy. It is important to note that human capital theory has had its share of criticism. In 2004, Germany voted human capital as the unword of the year. The choice criticizes that by using this term, individuals were degraded and classified according to their economically relevant quantities. I disagree. To consider human capital, you are considering your people, your workforce, and even yourself as an investment that you grow and add to. When an individual considers their own personal human capital, they consider ways to increase themselves through health, well-being, education, etc., etc. Likewise, when a company considers their employees as the driving factor in growth and development, they invest in their people. So what are some factors of human capital? Human capital is a measure of economic value of an employee's skill set. There are many intrinsic and extrinsic factors that contribute to an employee's skill set and productivity. And here are just a few of the factors. 1. Education and training. Education and training can come in a variety of formats and doesn't just happen during onboarding. 2. Experience level and unique knowledge. Having a diverse set of experience levels, personal and professional experiences, and a unique knowledge set can add to the complexity of your human capital. 3. Health and mental well-being. An employee that is not feeling well will not perform at the same level that they would if they were feeling well. Make sure that your team members are properly cared for through paid time off, a good health insurance, and the proper amount of time to look after their health. This can pay off in a multitude of ways. 4. Diverse perspectives. Research has shown that teams that are comprised of diverse backgrounds are the most productive and effective. 5. Financial comfort. Just as in the health category, if an employee is experiencing financial problems, they won't be as effective as they would be if they had financial comfort and security. 6. Feeling accepted. If an employee feels like an outcast, or as if they are not being treated fairly for any reason, they won't be as productive as they can be. 7. Open and positive communication. Communication is a key to great leadership. If employees feel that they can communicate and are being communicated to, they will perform at their best. 8. Soft skills. Soft skills such as creativity, problem solving, and empathy are hard to quantify, but definitely impact the productivity and effectiveness of a team. 9. Work-life balance. Are your employees exhausted at the beginning of the day? Do you have meetings that run into personal time? Do your team members feel like they can take time off? Are they overworked for extended periods of time? Work-life balance is an important part of employee well-being and leads to a more productive and effective workforce. 10. Professional and personal goals. One of my favorite parts of being a leader is to understand my team members' professional and personal goals because it helps to guide future trainings and informs the possible trajectory of the group. Take time to understand your team members and what motivates them, what they want to do next, and the skill sets or experience that they need to get there. Helping your team members be the best they can be now and in the long run is a crucial part of leadership that is often overlooked by leaders. Okay, so now that we have a good understanding of what human capital is, why it's important, and the factors of human capital, let's explore ways to increase human capital for business growth. From an economic standpoint, we see that the human capital investment, both on the micro and the macro level, is the one that has the most positive impact on growth. A company that focuses on increasing their human capital has the best possibility for growth because people are a source of competitive advantage. There are many strategies that companies can employ to increase human capital, and here are just a few of them. 1. Hiring for human capital. It may seem pretty obvious that the easiest way a company can increase human capital is to hire new employees. When hiring for human capital, companies should assess their current employees and their potential first, focusing on the skill sets that are missing rather than filling a specific position. 2. Onboarding. The onboarding time is one of the most influential time periods of an employee's time with the company. Consider the key people in the company that your new employee will need to interact with, the product knowledge that they need to know, and other important information that they will need to learn. Then construct an onboarding system that allows the new employee to gain that information. It is important to note that cookie-cutter onboarding systems aren't usually the best. Tailor the onboarding to the needs of the employee and the position. 3. Benefits. Benefits can extend beyond healthcare and vacation days. Think outside of the box. Employees are attracting talent with gym memberships, fruit delivery, in-house massages, free drinks and snacks, luncheons, flexible work schedules, unlimited time off, employee discounts, stock options, telecommuting, retirement savings plans, commuter assistance, and more. Number 4, personal and professional development. Development can include education, training, mentoring, coaching, conference participation, etc. Development should include hard skills specifically needed for the position and soft skills that the employee would like to develop, as well as development that aligns with the employee's personal and professional goals. But development can also include inspirational and creative development, such as photography classes or attending a lecture at a local college. Number 5, volunteering opportunities. Volunteering opportunities serve multiple purposes, including giving back to the local community. Volunteering can build your self-confidence and self-esteem, teach empathy, and give a feeling of connection with others. Volunteering as a company can also be a great team-building activity. Number 6, team-building activities. Leaders should never downplay the importance of interacting with employees in a more casual setting. This could include happy hours, volunteering together, company parties, thematic days, such as Ugly Sweater Day, clubs, luncheons, outings, etc., etc. Number 7, communication. This one should go without saying. Keeping an open line of communication between you and your employees is one of the best ways to develop human capital by making your employees feel valued and listened to. Be authentic, be visible, and listen to your team. For example, if you know of a new project that is coming down the pipeline, let your team know ahead of time so that they can plan their workload around it and begin to brainstorm about it. If your employees offer suggestions, consider them. Ask your employees' opinions. Talk to them about it, and always give credit where credit is due. Number 8, atmosphere. Consider how employees feel. Is your office a warm and welcoming place? Is there a lot of noise? Is there ample light? What about the temperature? How about the people? Do people talk about others behind their back? Do your employees often recommend their friends and family for positions? The atmosphere of an office and company can have a large impact on the physical and mental well-being of the employees and ultimately decide a company's success. Wrapping it up, understanding how we as humans make decisions is an important part of marketing and leadership. Behavioral economics is the study of decision-making and can give keen insight into employee behavior and help to shape your marketing mix. Human capital is a measure of the economic value of an employee's skill set. A company that focuses on increasing their human capital has the best possibility for growth, because people are a source of competitive advantage. There are many intrinsic and extrinsic factors that contribute to an employee's skill set and productivity, including education, diversity, mental well-being, and personal goals. This episode considered several strategies for increasing human capital, including personal and professional development, hiring for human capital, and team-building activities. Thank you for listening to another episode of Behavioral Economics and Marketing. This is Sandra Thomas-Kamenol.